This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Tony. This is Tom from Virginia. I've called in maybe half a dozen times with various stories. I've been kind of amateur ghost hunting for about 8 years now. I've always said that my curiosity always outweighed my fear, but something happened back in September, and I've already written on this. It was a spirit box session I did. I sent the story in. I'm not sure if it's been played or not, but there's been some additional things that have gone on since on this same recording that I did back in September. I listened again and got some new stuff, but I'll briefly go over what was in the first call, and then hopefully it won't get too convoluted. But I bought the spirit box sometime over the summer and used it a couple of times and really didn't get anything really strong. You know, I heard some voices and things, but no direct responses or anything that stood out. But one night at about 3 a.m, September 9th, I did a session. And I want to tell you this up front. I had mentioned this in the first call, but you did an interview with a gentleman, and I remember he had gotten out of the ghost hunting for a while, and he was drawn back in, and now he does it again full time. And you asked him about we were talking about Ouija boards, and you asked him what with today's equipment would be what he would consider similar to Ouija boards or as strong as Ouija boards. And the first thing he mentioned was spirit boxes. And I can tell you in my experience, I don't do this full time. I'm kind of an amateur at it, but I've seen some stuff, and spirit boxes are nothing to mess with. I have not picked it up since September 9th, since I got this recording. And I had a friend that passed recently. He had a massive heart attack on December 21st and passed away the first week of January. And I've been wanting to use a spirit box to try to contact him, and still haven't worked up the nerve to pick it up, but I don't want to get too far. But briefly, what I got on that session on September 9th was, I started being able to pick out voices, that were more obviously not connected to whatever radio station it was going by. These were direct responses. These are people calling out names. These were people saying phrases. For 13 minutes, I mean, I was just fascinated by just the voices I got. But what I didn't realize when I went back to review the video is that I had set my cell phone on the dining room table to record this. And I was listening to it one night, and something caught my attention out of the corner of my eye, and it was something that moved across the screen. The video part was facing the ceiling, and I reviewed it again, and it scared the hell out of me. It looked like a full bodied spirit just, going from left to right, just under the ceiling. And this thing was shaped like Casper. I mean, it had the kind of a full body and the wavy tail and it had like shadows in it, like folds. It's the weirdest thing. And as it goes over, it calls my name out on the audio, and it says Thomas. And then it comes back the same way. The next day, I sent a copy of it to a friend, and within seconds after me sending that video to a friend, a can of Lysol got thrown across my bathroom floor. I went in with the phone and started recording, and I asked if it was upset that I sent the video. And it took a little bit, maybe 10, 12 seconds, but it responded, "Don't stand there." And I also have that on recording. Ever since then, I haven't picked up the spirit box, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to muster up enough nerve to do it again, but I started listening to that video again. It's 13 minutes long. And as I'm listening, I'm picking up more stuff. I must have accidentally hit the closed caption button at one point when I was going back and forth, and stuff started coming up in Vietnamese. And I said, okay, not only did I hit the closed caption, but I picked the Vietnamese language to show it to me. So I switched it over to English and used closed caption. And it started coming up in English, but it mentioned a Vietnamese name, person's name in that. So it spelled it out in English. But it was, anyway, it got really weird. Another point, I asked, what color is the candle I have here on the table? And it says red, just very clearly. And then I asked if any of the spirits here are from the graveyard, which is right here in my town, and I've been to several times. And a male voice comes back, and I know it gave me a name, but I couldn't understand it, but I know he was saying his name. At another point, I got up to turn off the light, and so just the candlelight would be showing, and a voice says, what are you doing? So the weirdest part of the video is that, which I didn't see on the first one, the first time I looked at it, was that the same spirit, it looks like, a few minutes prior to when I actually saw it, did the same exact thing, passed over from left to right, and came back the same direction. And this one's even clearer than the second one I saw. And just prior to it coming over, I said, are you here? And like 2 seconds, it goes over. I really want to use a spirit box again, because I had a friend that passed away very recently. He had a massive heart attack on December 21st and passed away first week of January. So, again, if anyone out there is considering getting into using a spirit box, tread lightly, because it's not something to mess with. I've been doing this for 8 years. I've been touched. I've gotten multiple voices from graveyards. I've seen things that I can't explain in my apartment. This affected me much more than any of them. So anyway, that's it. I'll talk to you later. Keep up the good work. Love the show, and take care.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.